The Democratic takeover of the Senate has both parties focusing on next year's midterm elections. One of the most vulnerable incumbents is New Hampshire Republican Bob Smith. Questions about Senator Smith's reelectability have led to an effort to draft a popular Republican congressman to run against him, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
It's a warm, sunny spring day in Bedford, New Hampshire, a perfect day for a parade. The elections are a year and a half away, but right near the head of the line stands 36-year-old Congressman John E. Sununu. The son and namesake of a former Granite State governor, Sununu is pondering a primary run against Republican Senator Bob Smith, who won a second term with just 49% of the vote 5 years ago. The parade was held 2 days before Vermont Senator James Jeffords announced the end of the GOP majority in the Senate, and Sununu painted a bleak picture of what that would mean.
A single seat would mean losing the majority in the U.S. Senate, and I can't think of anything that would be more damaging to President Bush or his attempts to move what I think is a very sound agenda on education, tax relief, and national security forward. And I think that's what's really driving the concerns of people that have encouraged me to consider running for Senate.
Now the Republicans have lost that single seat, and Bob Smith has lost his committee chairmanship. GOP consultant David Carney has launched an effort to draft Sununu into the race. He says a recent poll revealed some troubling numbers.
It showed that Bob Smith loses to John Sununu in the primary voters over 2-1, every single category, conservative to liberal, across the state, every category, Smith loses to John Sununu in primary voters.
A number of Republicans say Smith's problems really began when he quit the party during a brief presidential bid. 2 years ahead of Jeffords, and for the opposite reason, that the GOP wasn't conservative enough. In a fiery 1999 floor speech, Smith said his party was in the clutches of consultants and special interests who placed winning ahead of principle at every turn.
The Republican platform is a meaningless document that has been put out there so suckers like me and maybe suckers like you out there can read it. I didn't come here for that reason. And after a lot of soul searching and no anger. I've decided to change my registration.
Smith's supporters and critics agree that while his departure rankled some, what really hurt his reputation as a man of principle was his abrupt return to the party a few months later, soon after Senator John Chafee's death opened up a committee chairmanship. Soon the knives were out back home. When Smith took over the Environment and Public Works Committee, he suggested that some restrictions on carbon dioxide emissions might be a good thing. The Manchester Union leader immediately labeled him Kyoto Bob, a reference to the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. The conservative paper wondered if Smith might be scheming to run for president again, this time as a Liberal Democrat. Former Senator Gordon Humphrey may be Smith's most high-profile supporter. He says Smith's seniority is still a powerful asset, even without the committee chairmanship. Humphrey hopes Sununu will wait his turn.
Well, John's an engineer, and he's perfectly capable of drawing his own logical conclusions, and I believe that he will, and that in the end he won't run for the U.S. Senate. He'll wait. He's not even 40 yet. I think he'll see that Bob is substantially outraising him in funds and has the grassroots support in the Republican Party, the core support of the Republican Party, and surely will be the nominee.
It's a delicate situation for the White House, which still needs Smith's vote in the closely divided Senate. Bush strategist Karl Rove is coming up for a Smith fundraiser later this month, but former President Bush will headline a Sununu event, nominally to help the congressman keep his House seat. At a recent GOP gathering in Manchester, former Speaker of the State House George Roberts explained the party's fear of a primary fight. Roberts says there are now nearly as many registered Democrats as Republicans in New Hampshire, and an internal GOP squabble could turn off the pivotal voters, the independents.
So that is a block of vote that both candidates have to seek out as they begin their primary fight. So having your own party candidates against you, talking about all your frailties and your failures, is not helpful for the Republican Party.
Republicans say it will take more than hints to move Bob Smith out of the race. As he began his tenure in the Senate minority, Smith said he's ignoring those who say he can't win.
I'm not going to characterize anybody. I know what the issues are. I know what I have to do to win, and I intend to be the next senator.
As Republicans wait for Congressman Sununu's decision, State Democratic Party Chair Kathy Sullivan is relishing the notion of a bloody Republican primary.
Oh, I love the possibility, of course. There's nothing that makes a Democratic Party chair happier than having a bloody Republican primary. So I'm very excited by the prospects.
Sununu supporters say the Democrats should be careful what they wish for. In a hypothetical general election matchup, the latest survey shows the congressman running 16 points ahead of Governor Shaheen. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.